We end today's program just across the border from El Paso, Texas, in Juarez, Mexico. Now, most stories you hear or read about Juarez have to do with drug gangs and killings. It has become one of the world's deadliest cities. But today, you're going to hear how Juarez native Juan Gabriel is making a difference. Reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe takes us to a music school Gabriel founded that's giving the boys of Juarez another path to follow.
Juan Gabriel is a musical icon in Mexico. In his 30-year career, he's written more than 1,000 songs and sold some 100 million records, about as many as Cher.
Hasta que te conocí, vi la vida con dolor.
But what most endears this singer-songwriter to so many Mexicans are his humble roots. He grew up poor, right here in the dusty desert city of Juarez. As a boy, Juan Gabriel would hop on city buses to sing and strum his guitar to an audience of mostly factory workers. Years later, he moved to Mexico City, where he earned his fame.
No tengo dinero ni nada que dar. Lo único que tengo es amor para amar.
But Juan Gabriel never forgot his hometown or its troubles. So, 22 years ago, he founded a music school for boys. The school continues today in the heart of downtown Juarez, just a few blocks from the American border.
Hola, profe.
Hola, maestro.
Muy bien, profe.
Luz Alicia Gallegos is the proud director of the school. She strides up and down the halls in a black and white checkered jacket, her chin up and shoulders back. The school is elegantly built in a hacienda style, with coral-colored pillars and Mexican tile.
Nosotros somos una institución creada por el señor Juan Gabriel.
Gallegos says the school was created by Juan Gabriel to educate boys from low-income families who have a desire to learn music. She adds that most of the boys are children of single mothers. Boys ages 6 to 13 live and study at the school Monday through Friday. Older boys up to age 18 also attend the school, but only in the afternoons when there's music instruction.
Es algo maravillosamente, me siento muy, muy orgullosa de él.
Raquel Cadena de la Serra says she's very proud of her son, a baby-faced 13-year-old named Joel who plays the saxophone. Cadena is a single mother of three who works in a furniture store. Joel is the only one of her children who attends the music school.
Inclusive in casa, mis otros hijos le dicen, mamá, ¿ves la diferencia?
At home, my other kids say, mom, can you see the difference? He uses words that we don't use. He can carry on a conversation like an adult, even though he's only 13.
Outside the school, in the rough barrios where some of the students live, an ill-fated future is easy to come by. Some 600 gangs exist in Juarez. Drug cartels regularly recruit gang members to do their dirty work, from taking drugs across the border to committing murder. About 80% of the nearly 5,000 people killed in Juarez over the past 2 years were under the age of 25.
Un, dos, tres, cuatro.
21-year-old Marcela Costa Ramirez is a graduate of Juan Gabriel's music school. Now he's the school's mariachi teacher and a music major at a local university. Acosta says he could have easily ended up as a henchman for the cartels. A year ago, one of his best friends was killed because of his involvement in drug trafficking.
He suspected he was on the hit list and told me how proud he was of me and what I was doing. He told me, it's a shame, the path I took, it's not like yours. That was the last time I saw him.
School director Luz Alicia Gallegos says past students come back to visit with their own families. A few are still in the music industry, but so far no graduates have reached the same level of fame as their benefactor, Juan Gabriel. Most are professionals working as accountants, attorneys, or teachers. Gallego says 90% of her graduates are successful in life. What we do on a daily basis, she says, is the true formula for success in Juarez. For the world, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.
Arriba Juarez!
Photos from the music school in Juarez are at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Jeb Sharp. We're back tomorrow.